Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Max Scherzer at spring training meeting with the media for the first time. Scherzer was asked about free agency, the fact that Bryce Harper is not signed. Manny Machado has not signed. Scherzer himself got a $210 million contract before the market changed for the worse for the players. Here is what Scherzer had to say about what's going on in his sport.
No other sport has this in their free agency. You know, why is this exclusive to baseball? And so you got to start looking at different reasons of, you know, why this is happening. And one thing that I think that is going on and it's pervasive is just the amount of commentary from, you know, club officials and everybody that make their knowledge public of what they're trying to do in the offseason. It just feels like teams are negotiating through the media. And to me, that's one of the key driving forces and maybe why we're seeing a slower market than usual is that we know every intention of every single team, something that other leagues consider tampering, and they don't tolerate that.
I think Scherzer's super smart.
I do too.
I think he's a sharp dude. I think he's right about this when he says that in baseball, the blueprint is laid out in a way that is not in other sports. I mean, you get these pieces done every offseason. You see him, let's say, in the Post, if it's Chelsea Janes or whoever else is going to be on the beat, and you get quotes from officials, or clearly they talk to, you know, Mike Rizzo and people with the club, and here is our thinking this year. We need to go get a left-handed power bat. In general in baseball, there's more availability. The media is more welcomed. There's more conversations between the high-ranking officials and people like Barry Svrluga who give you an inside look on how the team is thinking. The sport's covered differently. But to Scherzer's point, he sees a trickle-down effect of the commentary of the teams coming back to bite the players. It's not dots I've ever connected. There could be something to it. But there's no doubt that in baseball, more so than in football, where everything's very private and secretive,
yeah,
you know exactly what a team's trying to accomplish every offseason.
That is true. That part I agree with. The tampering part, I got an example of what tampering looks like. It's going on in basketball right now with the New Orleans Pelicans. You know, a guy 2 years left on his deal basically is forcing a trade to a different team. Carmelo Anthony's done it. You can go down the line. That's what tampering is. This isn't tampering. This is watering down, though. I do agree with that sentiment. It's the only sport where it's like that. And I think the next CBA, whenever they get down the brass tacks to do this, should reflect that. I think all these things need to be done because the dragging out of this process for whoever's at fault for it is not good for anybody.
Yeah, I wonder if we're going to have a work stoppage.
We're heading that way.
I mean, I feel that way about football, to be honest, too, because it does seem like the two sides are just so far apart in both of these sports. And you're seeing it every offseason. The gap is growing and growing. Baseball could probably much less afford a work stoppage than football. You know, both sports, I'd say, are very healthy right now. But football is the king of American sport. And frankly, it's a drug. So if it goes away for a little while, and I don't mean for a full season, but like the lockout of several years ago when I was in high school, going back to 2011, if you have something like that again where we miss out on what is a normal offseason and come September games are played, people forgive and forget. Baseball has not had a true legitimate work stoppage since 94.
Mm-hmm. And that was damaging.
It really hurt the game. It crippled a couple of years' worth of baseball. And the one thing that saved the sport, I guess there were two. First, it was in 96, Cal Ripken Jr.'s game streak. And then in 1998, the home run derby chase.
Yep.
Without those two things, both happening within 4 years of the work stoppage, who knows what baseball looks like right now. But you're not going to get a game streak, and you're certainly not getting a home run chase in today's game.
Mm-mm.
With the changes that have been made. So you better think about that before you go to war and decide you're going to miss out on games.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.